Rise Guys Morning Show.
He just says it's really good, Paige.
I can't wait.
Josh. That boy says this is going to be a good call. So the pressure's on, my friend. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why is this? I'll just treat this as normal. What's going on? What did you call for?
Well, all right. Basically, my wife's best friends and her husband, well, so our friends, you know, I guess you'd say, have been having a hard time getting pregnant. You know, it happens. Unfortunately, they found out that it was his problem. He's the reason.
Oh, Lord.
You know, they're real great together. They're
it
not
sucks
split
either
over
way.
Or nothing.
No. I feel, yeah. though, as with a... Well, I can only say this as a man, obviously, but, like, I feel as though when that happens, when your health is causing it not to be possible on one side or the other, like, I feel as though it would be a harder time for a man. But I'm saying that as a man.
Why, though?
I mean, because you're looked at, like, that's what you're there to do, to spread the seed.
It's a blow to the ego.
I think it's you can't birth a child. That's all you...
Well, but that's not, like... Yeah, I know. I'm saying it as a man through the eyes of a man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just thank the Lord that I could, because I have an awesome daughter and now an awesome grandson, that without these loins wouldn't have happened.
Do you really? Do men feel the same way as women do? Like, you have that need to have a baby?
I didn't, but glad I did.
Uh-huh.
But like, I will
really
tell you, like I've told
you.
Others, a child is not your legacy. You are your legacy. Now, I will say this. Look. Some more Hanson, everybody.
Oh,
it just scared me. Some Hanson popped back in. All right, so he can't, but she can.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Correct.
All right.
And they both want to.
So he's called infertile, or is he barren?
It's the same thing.
I don't know.
There's only one barren.
And being a very honest boy
thing?
Today. Is it the same?
Yeah.
Well, what's... Yeah, but Baron seems... I know, president's son, but like... And also pizza.
You cannot procreate. So does infertile.
I know, but it's a harsh term. What would you say in societal standards today? You would say...
Babyless.
Like a woman who never married back in the day is an old maid. But now they are an independent woman who don't need no man.
See, that's a double standard. She's an old maid, but he's a swinging bachelor.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
the same way.
What would you, in today's standards, in the whole PC whatever, what do you say about a guy that's his situation?
I don't think it would ever come up.
Well, God, you're defeating my purpose.
That's not the same thing as saying a man is
impotent. If we were having this conversation off the air, impotent, is that it?
No, that means you can't fulfill an erection. That's not...
Is that what that means?
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I thought impotent meant that you couldn't... You could have an emission, but the stuff wouldn't be in it.
Or you had like a low count.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to your call before you get frustrated and hang up too. what's the question?
So shooting blanks is what I would call it, first of all.
Okay. Okay.
No, not to be graphic.
Yeah, but the shooting makes me think of gun violence, so that's not cool.
Sure.
Okay. That sucks.
Anyway,
I really suck. I'm not making light of the situation. That does suck. It really does.
Now, I would never say shooting blanks to him.
Right.
No.
For instance.
Yeah.
But anyway. they're not going to split over it or nothing. They're really good together. They're solid as a couple. But they did say that they were going to start looking for an anonymous donor until my wife talked him into... you know, maybe using me as it wouldn't be anonymous, obviously. They know me pretty well. But little did I know they've been having these conversations for quite a while now. They've
your
been going
wife,
on for a while.
Your wife brought it up?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on board with it. She's on board with me being the donor.
Wow.
I'm sitting back, like I said, they've been talking about it, the three of them together without me, for a while, and I just feel like I'm the only one not rushing into this.
That's weird.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is it through in vitro fertilization, or is it going to be, are you going to have actual intercourse?
Oh.
that's that is one of my concerns.
I don't think there's the. I'm pretty sure that it would be the in vitro.
Yes,
I did not say. Okay, you go ahead.
You didn't.
I'll be
when she mentioned that, I think me as a person, if this was being talked about, I think I would have at least made that joke, because I tend to make jokes when things are really deep and I'm trying to change the.
If it went down that way, I would imagine it would be very Handmaid's Tale-esque, where, you know, the wife's in the room and this is like a process.
That's cuckolding.
Like, this is just like, this is what it is for a couple minutes and that's it.
Because let me.
Can't kiss.
How bad of an ego blow would it be for the other guy if you do it and you're just one and done and she's pregnant?
Well, hopefully, he's probably glad he don't want her to bang her four or five times. Right? Or
good point.
Make
goodness.
Love to, pardon.
You are supersede.
What'd you say, bang? That sounds so violent.
It does.
Sometimes it's fun, though, right? So,
Yes.
So, God, man, that is... unless this is just... And trust me, the things I've seen and heard, and even from our callers as of late, the way people have relationships now, I got a big eye-opener with it with Tinder, with the, you know, the women on there seeking out another man for their threesome and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Like, could be you.
Very odd, but... What, again, I keep saying that over and over again this week. Whatever floats your boat is fine if it don't work for me. If it don't work for me, honey, then I ain't into it.
Can I
but,
ask?
Well, yeah, but with the whole thing about, like, I would almost guarantee you that it's going to be in vitro. She's not going to say, yes, go have sex with her. Oh, go. She just called. She's ovulating right now or whatever.
They have been spending a lot of money, so it is a concern either way what their decision would be. You know, it does cost money to do the in vitro fertilization.
Do you get paid?
Well, no, that's the point, is I probably would not get paid. And this is something that's left unsaid, and as far as I know, undiscussed, but I have been left out of these discussions.
That's screwy right there,
so,
man.
So yeah. You might not even agree to it.
No. Yeah, I am undecided for sure.
And how comfortable are you to go to a doctor, use some porno, and do that at a doctor's office?
Because
that's what you have to do.
I'll be doing it in the lobby.
No.
I mean, I could do that, and that wouldn't be necessarily a big problem for me. If I was also, another concern is, am I on the hook for anything down the road?
I was going to say that. I thought you might get offended.
You would be the same thing as a surrogate. You would remove yourself from their family.
Yeah, but there's been...
I should be, but we know these people, right?
Yeah, like down the road, if they were to...
anonymous.
They were to split, like maybe, I mean, again, I'm not making light of the situation, but maybe like the kid grows up and they're all happy or whatever, and then the dad starts to get feeling down or whatever. He's like, God, that's not really my son and all this stuff, and then they cause problems.
Constant
get marital problems.
Yep.
He leaves, and then she's like, hey, Josh, remember me? This kid needs some money.
Gosh.
Or... what if she's like, this is a good-looking kid. I want another one. Let me call Josh and see what he's got going on.
And then word starts to spread. Her other barren, I can't say that, incompetent, whatever you say, potent,
yeah,
impotent.
Something like that.
Shooting
he's laughing. He's going through this tough time, and I'm making him laugh. You know, God,
I feel like
this is going to sound crass. I would do that as a last resort if they get to the point where they can't find. But then again, I would, when you get an anonymous donation, you're still going to be able to look at their
I don't know,
DNA to kind of like to
no.
see you
the
would
DNA.
Because of now again, I'm walking into this blind right now, but I would say you absolutely would be told
from
that
a sperm bank.
Yes, because of
characteristics maybe of a donor.
I'm saying, like, I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. If you're, let's say, a black woman, and you go in there and you get a sample, and it's from a white dude, like, they're going to tell you that. I think they have to.
Yeah, they'll tell you traits and characteristics.
Okay, so that's the same thing as race.
It's not like you're randomly getting a vial.
I think you get to pick.
See, but that's the problem in the world today.
I would pick a black woman.
A simple question like that, I had to just beat around the bush.
I think there's a catalog where you can look at their pictures at least to see.
That would be weird. I don't photograph well.
But you know what, dude? If this was, like I said, essentially your wife's idea. I feel like you're kind of pigeonholed here.
Also, well, the fact you say they were talking about this for... Can you hold on a second, Josh?
Sure.
Okay, hold on all one right. second. We got to go to break. If you have to, we'll talk to him off there. But this is in some deep talking here. If you're, you know, on one hand, what an honor it would be if someone says, hey, we like the way you look. I think you're going to live a long life. We'd like you to make another one of you for us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what a nice compliment.
We want a kid that also wears shorts every day.
As long
Please
as
so, we don't know if he has kids or if he wants to have kids with his wife. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Is he still on hold?
Yeah, he's good.
All right, Josh, I know you said you had to be in the office by 9. Just a quick question, though, and this several people have posed this on the text line as well. Do you and your wife have kids or kid, and or if you don't, do you have plans to in the future? Because if you don't yet and have plans to, like you're... Even though on paper that's not your son, like that's your son, right? I mean, I know the way people can say you can raise someone and you can be the dad, like you're talking about the other guy here, but that's your son as far as birthright and all that goes. So I guess I just ask a very long, like three-winged question there, but do you have kids or have plans to?
So no, we don't have our own kids yet. And so that's another one.
Yeah.
That's another concern that's been rattling around in my head is not concern. I mean, neither of us are against having kids, and we haven't had like super, you know, we both want kids kind of eventually is what we kind of decided.
Right.
And in my head, perhaps the reason my wife has gone into this so deeply with them is that maybe without putting forth her own emotional ante, as it were, into this, she can kind of test my own waters, right?
Yes.
So basically, if I do the fertilization tactic with this, I would then have to go into the doctors, get tested, get my medical history drawn up, all that stuff. And so this could be her window into seeing if I, without putting her own, you know, emotional baggage into it.
I don't think that seems like that's one of my questions where I'm like totally looking at like the worst possible outcome out of that. But
it could be a byproduct.
That could also be true, though.
They're really, really good friends.
And it's also up to your mate if she cannot have any jealousy or anything towards the other woman who's carrying your child. That would be kind of weird.
But she's the one who, like, he said they've been talking about it, Lewis. That's like...
Her idea and the wife's idea.
That's why it maybe adds to what you just said, Fat Boy. But, I mean, your wife's not conniving like that, though, Josh. I mean, right?
I mean, no, I don't think so. But it could also be subconscious, you know?
Ah,
it could be a sort of...
Just like the hatred of... The friend of having your first son. Like,
well, when the baby's born and then the hospital and you're there and it's your child, but it's not your child.
I often won't give advice like this, but I if you're asking, say, Matt Man, give me your advice. Say that, Josh. Okay. Matt Man, give me your advice. We're live, Josh. Say, Matt Man, give me your advice. I need you to say.
Matt Man.
Yes.
Give me your advice.
Okay, good. You asked.
Yeah, it works.
I would not. And I would say it from a way of, hey, I want you guys to experience this if you would like to. But if it's a last resort, I'll be your guy. If my wife's cool with that, I'll be your guy. But as a last resort only, because this could be problematic down the road. And if they see that, or hell.
Aren't they already there, though? It feels like they're like, this is last resort territory.
Well, what's the... I mean, go to I don't think they call them a sperm bank, but whatever you call them. And you go there and you look through the catalog, just do that. Like,
I would do that.
I would not do it, Josh. I hate to, like...
Especially...
That's my own advice.
Yeah.
Not Odyssey's or Jay Ellenberg LLC or many others.
Josh sounds like a really handsome guy. He's going to have little...
Jesus, Paige, he's married.
I'm just saying, you sound like a good-looking guy, and then what if she has like a little mini Josh running around that looks just like you and you want to bond with the child?
So that's the thing. He's got to be able to step away from it.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard.
But then be friends with them and can continue to go through this.
There's many me.
It's very transactional.
I wouldn't do it, Josh. I really wouldn't.
I mean, that's the one that I'm leaning anyway. It just kind of it's a deep, complicated issue, and I thought I'd give you guys a try for sure because I listen to y'all a lot.
Thank you, and feel free to when talking to them about this, play this for them, or if you're, I'd love to talk to your wife. Like, if she's down with it, not today because we won't have time, but maybe one day next week if she would. Because I would love to ask her sincerely, like, down the road, do you see this being a good fit for your friendship, that she's carrying your husband's baby, even though on paper it's not going to be, but by science and God, it is.
I know people that have been surrogates that they've carried babies for other
people. Thank you, Josh.
And they...
Oh, hold on, Josh. We'll get your phone number. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
And they are mature enough to not worry about anything like that, that they just are that... They're great people. There's people out there that can do that. Personally, I couldn't.
But. I'm just saying, again, that was my own advice and not the company's, because I don't want to be... Matt, were you making some kind of birth control message today on the show? Okay. I'm just saying I would not...
All right, thanks, buddy.
As long as it's a...
I got it.
I mean, they seem like they're real close. And to ask, they're very close.
Got to talk to her. Look, I mean...
Got to.
I know women.
I put a bounty on it.
I know women.
Monster Jam tickets.
A lot of them, you know, when the girls, they stick together. But this seems like above and beyond. And if it was her suggestion, then.
Or maybe the wife doesn't want to have kids.
That's what I was thinking that too. Like
she's gonna have like a little nephew running around. It's kind of like she's got to have closeness to because it's her son's kind or her husband's.
Like it plays out. Like grandparents say, you know, oh, we go spoil the grandkids, and we don't have to raise them. So
not everybody wants
you
a
know
family.
You the same true way. You spoil your grandkids?
I can see he does. He's probably big daddy.
He's
probably.
Big
a
couple
is
times a year, you know.
Couple birthday and Christmas.
Birthday and Christmas. Pretty much. That's all you're going to get.
He gets on the floor and plays with them.
Wow. Boy, you never know with these calls. And that's one of the...
Crazy.
One of my favorite parts of this job.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. 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 It's time for the best damn audio.
There are no winners and losers here, except Fat Boy. there's really no wins or losers. This is just to make you, the audience, pop, as they say, or laugh or chuckle or not be able to get something out of your head the rest of the day.
Well, I think in your court, Matt Man, the fart really is the one that puts you over the top.
The fart. He's farting.
Which one?
Yeah, right.
Which
it's
one?
I don't know. Like, there's a lot. There's always going to be a fart.
Singing, right?
Oh, yeah. The meth light. Methioki.
Yeah.
I got to keep that one on clip, ready to go.
That was good.
I recently refound it, thanks to P1 Old Money Cards. He found it. I don't know how he found it, but he found it.
This is for you.
This is for you, Old Money Cards. Okay, so this one, I'll start off with this one. This is not one to, these are usually like laughers. There's things that are going to make you laugh. I came across this, and I was like, you know what? I should play that. All things considered, things that are going on in this world. This guy, I follow on one of the social medias. Maybe it's Instagram. I'm not sure, but he's a former cop down in Texas. His name is Brandon Tatum. He is a black man. And he goes and speaks to youth groups and tries to,
well, that's good,
you know, motivate and do stuff like that. Since, you know, he was a police officer, and he was taking questions from folks, and you'll hear a young lady ask him a question, and then you will hear him, I think, drop some incredible. I don't want to say drop knowledge. What should I say? That's not like douchey.
So I mean, look,
some truth bombs.
There you go.
Yeah, truth bombs.
Anyway, former Texas cop Brandon Tatum.
I just wanted to know, where are you from?
Texas.
From America, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, when was America great for us black people?
Right now. Say it's great right now.
Really?
Yeah. It ain't great for you?
No, not at all.
How?
I mean, I'm living life.
Looking good. You got clothes on. Look well fed.
But that doesn't mean
you got
great.
Beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you.
Got your eyeliner on. You looking good. What kind of bag is that? That's a nice little bag there. You look good. America look good for you. If you were eating out of trash can, I'd tell you something different. America's a great place. I don't understand how we are not acknowledging that. It's great. Look at all these different people out here. Men, women, black, white. You will never see this much diversity anywhere else. It's the greatest place on earth. Everybody can be here and enjoy one another, disagree with each other. We have the freedom of speech, freedom to keep and bear arms. We don't have to worry about the government interfering in our lives for the most part. It's the greatest country ever. And if we don't start acknowledging that, we're going to screw up something good.
Boom.
I say that for everybody. I mean everybody. Like if the news and social media will make you think this is the most deplorable, it will make you feel you should be ashamed to live in America. Kiss my ass, everyone.
Look, I know I'm saying this as a white guy who's not really had any oppression in his life, so I can't speak to that. But if you don't have a glass half full attitude at some point, it's got to be very hard to live.
I think for everyone, because it goes outside of ethnicity and all that stuff. Like you, if you work at a place, it could be with all white people or all whatever. You're going to find a reason to dislike those people. You're going to find the boss may create that. Like someone gets promotion over you. Then that person, it's all just division. It shouldn't be.
And just think of what our parents did years and years and years ago. We are so spoiled now.
Hooked up.
What do you mean? What did they do?
I mean, just working hard. I know my mom worked hard.
Yeah.
She was a single parent. She raised her kids by herself.
Yeah, there was that generation that, worked and
worked. Coal burning stove, no natural gas.
Yeah. Dad and ethic. They kept it going. But it's harder to come by now, but you know.
I like the way you said that. It's true, but it's not like, well, if you have a black girl talking to a black guy and he says we are not to like be able to have a thought on that. Like I think what he's saying is absolutely true. Like, I mean, take what we have here, and I'm talking to every person of every skin color and religion and all that stuff. Where else would you want to be?
Right.
Like, I mean, sure, there's a lot to be fixed, but still. You can set me in another country with an endowment. I'm staying right here.
Be grateful.
I'm already endowed.
That's right. I'd rather be not endowed.
I was the guy in the gym yesterday, fat boy. I turned my head before you could notice it was me. That's right. I have bad posture, so it's definitely
bless
me.
You
definitely knocked some years off since then. We used to have a lot of...
just remember that guy was 75. That wasn't me.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, sorry.
We used to have by the case... liquid ass. We were one of the first people to get it.
I never understood the joy of that, but whatever.
It is invented by a graduate of Bob Jones University.
Okay. It was rough.
It was stinky because I would smell. I'm like, oh no.
So you still see a prank here or there. Here's a guy, and you'll hear the sprays, who pranked his uncle with some liquid ass, and well, it didn't really work out. Mm. He's about to get sick.
Man, my stomach hurts.
Oh, just dumb. Been falling in here, your boy. Man, that damn wanna die. Damn, what the
wanna die, boy?
Let him die. Man,
that
damn wanna die.
Man, my stomach hurt, man.
Let him wanna die, now, man. Let me out, one. Damn, let these motherfuckers let him die. Oh my lord, boy, you're rotting in here. Let the damn wanna die a little bit. Let the wanna die, boy.
It's stuck.
How they won't damn let die?
I don't wanna die.
Boy,
he was about to puke.
That stuff is the absolute worst. It smells like sulfur. I think sulfur's in it.
It don't smell like what it's described as.
No, it doesn't smell like farts. It smells like...
I guess.
You ever smell somebody with BO that smells like chemicals?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it kind of smells like.
And they gave us so much of it. Like, we aren't going to use this much.
And I can see them with the little beakers in the lab. Finally, we've got the master plan. Mixes it. I mean, God, who's going to create that?
I mean, there was a time where the office was full of liquid ass and sucking blows.
Arby's sauce.
Arby's sauce everywhere.
Like, we used to mention things, oh, we can't find this, or oh, we love this stuff, and then people show up with like tons of it.
Hey, guys, you want a massive amount?
The sucking blows are fun, but you lost me on the stinky stuff.
Well, speaking of that, that's a great transition you just made for me, Paige. I was a father. I was not a mother. But I have a daughter, and I understand that women have to teach their daughters have to do things in the bathroom, and one of those things is, and I don't even know what you call it. I'd call it a turban, but that's not socially acceptable. When the women, when they dry their hair and they do that wraparound
and
thing.
Flip and it.
Flip it, mm-hmm. Whatever. All right.
Anyway, it looks like one.
Picture in your mind, mom is videoing, teaching her daughter to do that to her hair. And then right when mom tells her something, the daughter quickly removes it. So listen to this.
First, you bring all your hair, and then you get this rectangle waist. Then you squeeze together, and then twist, and then voila.
Good job, and that's a really big towel, because that's daddy's towel.
Does he wipe his nuts on that?
And the answer is yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He absolutely does.
Your old house. Well, he's cleaning them up.
Legitimate question.
And voila.
Concerned about. Voila.
You're all done.
Do you know how old she is? Because that's quite a question to ask it.
She's pretty articulate. She's got enough the age of 10.
Still have that little speech impediment that little kids have up until.
You know, oh, yeah. You had that.
I did. Yep. Sometimes I still do. My speech will slur from time to time.
I don't doubt it.
When I've been drinking and also in traffic.
Okay.
Oh, man. You know, I've said this earlier. They don't say a new restaurant anymore. They say either a new room or a new concept.
New dining concept.
Ooh.
New space.
Yeah.
New dining space.
This, I guess you could say, is a new dining concept, but I don't think it's going to work.
Uh-oh.
But they did shoot a commercial for it first.
I'm opening a food car.
I think it would.
Not a food truck.
You're just,
food car.
We're going to prepare it in the back seat.
Yeah. We're gonna get an El Camino.
Get my hibachi out.
We're just going to stand up in the back with a hot plate.
That's a better idea than this. You should just specialize in food, right, if you're going to do that.
Uh-huh. Right.
You shouldn't mix
you can make
two worlds.
Sandwiches in the back of your car.
No.
Oh, that's even a better idea than this guy's got right here.
All right. Here it is, the BDA.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable.
I'm telling you, this was outtakes from a real commercial with a real phone number, and the guy's dancing with the chicken in the video.
I love delicious food.
Show up and get your feet rubbed.
It's what I want.
Hopefully by not the same people.
Yeah.
I just cooked your meal. Let me rub your feet.
Here, let me take my gloves off and give you your sandwich.
Did you enjoy my magic trick I just did? I'm good at rubbing.
David Blaine is back. David, good morning.
Is he putting oil on my feet? Like, make them all smooth and...
No, I'm going to make your toes disappear. And don't look at my mouth when the toes disappear, too.
I mean, I don't want French fry oil on my feet. That's all I'm saying.
So
I'll
hide them behind your head.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
When you jerk a knot in your tail, and you know what I mean?
I got to put both of my hands on your shoulders to jerk a knot in your tail, by the way. That's where I had my cards.
Here's your home run.
I've got panda eyes, and don't ask why.
He's stabbed in the back.
This is... This is an episode of a TV show where cops will put on their cameras and go around and film things. I'm not saying the name of the show, but it features cops who are doing this. And they come up on this woman who had been, she had made a deal with a neighbor on a service that was rendered.
Okay.
And the woman took her money and did not... give her what was due to her.
Uh-huh.
And you got to wait to the end. I hate to be one of them, but you got to wait to the end. Listen to this.
I gave her a 20 and she didn't give me nothing.
Why does she owe you $20?
$20 bill. I gave her a $20 bill.
For what?
For anything. I don't care. Whatever it's for, but she can give me my money back if she ain't going to do nothing with it.
Okay, were you planning to buy some drugs or something?
Yes, I was.
What kind of drugs were you wanting to buy?
Rock. Yes, I was.
You gave her $20 to buy.
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20 back.
Yes, I do.
Because she didn't supply you with crack cocaine.
Well, if she shouldn't give me nothing, no plaster, nothing, she should have said no.
What's going on?
She come around here a while ago. It used to be some people that right over there that used to sell.
Yeah.
We were sitting out here on the porch in some chairs. So she said, y'all have anything to buy? I said, no, baby, we don't have nothing to sell. So she left and went around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then she come back 10 minutes later, holler, give me my money back. I said, no, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
Well, I've got morals and values.
Don't come around and disrespect her around her child.
Come around here no
more. She does not slang the rock.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I thought we'd skip the song and, you know, just kind of.
No, I like that. I've been sitting over here just thinking of random words, seeing if I could spell them in my head. I don't know if I was right or wrong.
Oh, I didn't think about doing that, man.
You don't know if you're right or wrong.
I should have been drilling myself.
That was yesterday afternoon after work. All right, Paige, you're the host.
Yeah, okay, since we didn't play the song, why don't you spell pneumonia for me?
Oh, Matt, that would be P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Pneumonia. I've had enough family members die from it. I've learned. So don't hit me with heart disease later.
So now we're
because
tied.
I know how to spell that one, too.
This is a good game.
Oh, yeah, we're tied.
Yes, 1-1.
Oh, wow.
Party man down. Dan.
Party man down. You know what? God. Oh, it's funny.
Messed my own joke.
Dan in Columbia, the guy who makes the funny songs for us, most recently Tongue Punch My Fart Box, has released a new one. And I, Fat Boy was on the CC on the email, and I accidentally called Dan in Columbia. Damn in Columbia.
Damn. Yep.
I was going to say Dan put down the part of the God dang it, I messed it up again. Dan's fat. That's what I'm trying to say.
And
I can say that because I'm fat, too.
Well.
Put down the honey bun. That's what I was trying to get out.
Which one are you talking about? The
Party Man.
Oh, Party Man.
Dan in Columbia is just divorced and single. I've tried. You know I like to aggravate him. I got to goad him a little bit.
Paige, remember at Christmas time when Fat Boy's like, God, y'all get more gifts from listeners than I do. You know, when those random gift stuff come. Now he knows why, doesn't he? He knows why.
I remember he used to steal the cookies out of the one gift that I never got my cookies.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How did you know?
I didn't get half the gifts so that because somebody took it. But that's okay. Save me some calories.
If you send butter cookies, Zanny, I'm going to snipe them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I'm not getting any. It's okay.
You know
don't write what the contents are on the outside.
Save me the calories.
I didn't like take them home. I just hid them here and just ate them over a couple weeks.
You're like for me everybody. When I stole the candy bar as a young kid. I said I didn't steal it. I ate it in the store.
That's not stealing.
I went under the spindle of clothes and ate a baby Ruth.
It's not stealing the Playboy if I left it in the box and just looked at it for a couple minutes.
And my daddy told my mom, he's like, well, he's got a point, Mary. If he went and used the bathroom there, did he take it at all?
It's like a bear in the woods.
It's like, you know.
Oh, didn't they try to tell you that stupid thing of if you even move it in the store, it's technically shoplifting.
They are, that's a thing now with the Pokemon stuff because people are, if they don't have enough money to buy them then, they'll go hide them in another part of the store so they can come back later. And they're considering that. Under the same thing. So you get a trespass notice. I'm like,
which is stupid.
Boy, Walmart, you're going to lose so much money if you trespass me.
Plus, you're going to stop me from weighing the cards if I want to take my little scale in there.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's so wrong.
I had a buddy who used to compare packs. He would just like stack them up and try to look. I'm like,
dude, people used to bend them to see if they could feel a jersey card in there. I'm like, you're bending all the cards, you dip ass.
D-I-P-S.
Right. Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Does that one count? Can I use that one?
Nope. We're not spelling cuss words. It's tied at 1-1.
I love it. So let's do you want to do something from science or you want to just.
You know what? Trebek didn't ask, hey, what do you guys.
All right, then.
He asked the categories.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But this is a traditional.
All right.
All right. You know, Pat Sajak didn't say, hey, what letter do you want?
All right, then.
Right in the butt.
I'll make it science.
Actually, he did.
Sebaceous.
He'd sell them to you.
Sebaceous.
You want to buy a vowel?
Spell hey, that for
you
me.
Want some crack?
I'm not spelling that one.
You want some comb?
You go to hell with that one.
All right, what's the word, Paige? Go ahead.
Sebaceous glands.
I protest.
Sebaceous?
Never mind. All right, so spell me.
How'd you come up with that word?
Spell me.
That is the gland in your hair or your head that puts oil in your scalp.
Oh.
I just threw that in there just for fun.
How about follicle? I can get you on that.
Okay. How about?
Ooh, I could do that one.
Yeah.
Reference.
Bad boy.
Oh.
R E F. Oh dang it. R E F E R. R E N C E.
Nope.
Dang it, son of a! I knew it. Right. I knew it.
Yeah, you did.
He's right.
It's all E's. Yeah. It's R E F E R E-N-C-E.
Damn it. I would have been wrong. I thought it was referent.
I don't think I spelled it right.
I didn't think it sounded right.
R-E-F-E-R-R-E-N-C-E?
Oh, no, it's just one R.
That's where I screw it up, man. That extra R, I knew it. I knew it was going
to
happen.
Okay, so that's a draw, because you've said now how to spell it, so I can't go back and win.
So I get half a point?
I would have gotten it wrong, though, if I'd gotten in first.
Oh, well, let me give you one of these anyway.
Give it to me. Hit me.
If you're driving, I apologize. All
right, Paige, I'd like something from the nautical world, if I could.
But down the
nautical world?
I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm not picking the categories. You just give us a word.
Put down the honey bun day.
Oh, let's see. Yes, I don't have to think of something nautical. Anyways, how about...
Water.
H2O.
Boat.
Boat.
Sail.
How about existence?
Matt. E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E?
Yeah.
All right.
Dang it.
Yes,
look.
That was an easy one.
That's, well, easy. It wasn't easy to me. There's either going to be an A or an E there.
I would. Is it C-E? That's what I would have said at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. He got it. He nailed it.
Nailed it. You're done. You're done.
So is it tied now?
No, I'm up 2-1.
You're up 2-1.
Is he up 2-1?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't get the other one. That's right. Okay. 2-1.
We might have time for the best of 7. I'm pretty sure we do. Party man. Right.
So you ready for another word?
Yeah. Fat Boy's flirting with a male listener right now.
Gonna get fat.
All right, getting so the next word is, you ready? Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Matt, you're doing all these. That P-E-R. Oh. S-E-R. Am I already wrong?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Screw it.
Oh, yes. I'll try it. P-E-R.
No. Yes.
S-E-R.
No. It's S-E-V. E-R-A-N-C-E?
Uh-huh.
Damn!
It's not perseverance?
Perseverance. Spell it, Paige.
It's P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C.
Yes. Perseverance.
Oh, I don't have enough GEDs.
You got a half point.
You're up,
you
what, 2-1
still? You say GD more than anything. 2.5-1.
Yeah. If we I can't do it since we got little Jesus on the door.
Do one more pitch.
Okay. The next one is ignorance.
Fat Boy. IG.
Instagram.
N-O-R-A-N-C-E.
Yes. Damn.
Yeah, boys. Give me that point. You're done. Wrap that winner. Slap that winner.
You're done. Run the boob out to 2.
So it's tied.
It is tied again.
Oh, damn it.
What'd you think of that new tick? It was a little awkward, right?
Yeah.
Like, did you have to say that one with the whole family in the room? I get it. Like, I hope that's not a normal tick in the repertoire of ticks.
I'm not that far ahead.
Oh, like, how about someone with the Tourette's should not have an apartment with a balcony? I think that's a good all-around kind of thing. Not that you need to be secluded from the world, but if you can't control your mouth, you don't need to have access to scream at people on the street.
I just said screet.
That's right.
I think that's great.
I'm down.
Damn.
All right, one more.
This is the winner. We're tied at 2, right?
Oh, yes. Okay.
One more.
This has to be
the
winner.
One really counts.
Okay. This one's interesting. Hors d'oeuvres.
That boy. Oh, I said it just before I heard it. Hors d'oeuvres. Oh, my God. Do I have to give you the accent, too? Like the little...
Just say
oui, oui, mon frère.
Hors d'oeuvres.
H-O-U-R-D-E-R-V-E-S? No. That's not right. Damn it.
No. I mean, I can't even... I don't even know where to start. H-O-U? Okay, see, I'm already out.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I know, right?
It's H-O-R-S, D, accent I-Q, O-E-U-V-R-E-S.
Ugh.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Let's Hours just call dirt. It small plate.
Can we do another one?
How about a tapa?
We're going to end
do
it.
Do the word tapa.
Is that the fish that eats poop?
No, it's appetizers.
We'll
at
do
a
one.
Fancy restaurant.
We'll do an easy one.
Dang it. An easy one. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Medieval.
Matt.
Oh.
M-E-D. E-I-V-A-L.
All right, I'll try. Oh, I got to remember what you just said. I'm probably going to say the same damn thing. M-E-D. E-I-V-A-L?
Same thing.
Is that the same thing you said? Yeah. No, it's not. God dang it.
Damn, pick one that's like middle of the road.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. It's
D-A-M.
M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L.
Oh, we said E-I.
E-I.
Okay. The last one.
The very last one. Even if it ends in a tie, we have to go.
Acreage.
Bad boy.
Oh, you got that.
Acreage. No. Ooh. A-C-R-E-A-G-E?
Yeah.
Acreage, that's it. That's it. Wow.
The acreage.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.